the University of Alberta Panthers rugby coach, Matt Parrish. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jason.
Matt, now, probably it wouldn't be instantaneous, of course, but the fact that, you know, Canada's women's rugby sevens had so much success, you know, one of their best players is right here from Edmonton. You know, how does that impact your rugby? Do you maybe have some other girls suddenly who are interested in the sport? Do you see it more, or would it be more at the lower levels?
No, I think we're just starting to see that, Jason. I think it's we certainly sort of knew it was coming, and I think probably I could answer your question more in the next couple of years. But I'm definitely starting to see that already with inquiries just the sort of turnout at our tournament this past weekend. I think it's just going to get bigger and better.
And with the emergence of rugby seven, do you think university rugby will have both a 15s and a seven in the future, or only 15s?
I hope both. I think most coaches across the country would hope both. I mean, they are all really two sort of distinct sports, even though there's a lot of crossover, especially at the moment. Mm-hmm. I sort of certainly do see sevens coming in a more official term sort of over the next few years. I think that's the great thing about the rugby. There's a place for all sort of different types of players to have a go at it.
Well, rugby seven definitely, I would think, is less, you don't have as many big, strong athletes. You have a lot more who often have to be strong, but definitely got to be fast and able to run all over the field and have excellent cardio because they're running the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the big difference that most people will see. And I mean, I think sevens does sort of suit those sort of players. There's always going to be a place for those big girls somewhere. You know, there's a saying that a good, big, fast girl is better than a small one.
Yeah, well, they say that in hockey, too. So there's definitely, if they're big and they can run, well, that's obviously a huge advantage in pretty much any sport. If you have same skill set and then just add in a little bit of size, that's obviously going to be massive. Now, you guys just had a rugby seven, did you not?
Yeah, we did. We hosted the first sort of Canada West sevens tournament in the dome at Overfoot Field this weekend. It was a great tournament.
Now, playing it in the dome, how rugby obviously is usually natural grass outside for the most part. Having it indoors, how was that received by the players?
I think the players were just thrilled to be playing it this time of year.
Okay.
Who really saw, how long ago that we'd be playing rugby in January in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
I think, they're just excited for the chance to play in here and the fact that we get to host one. The timing was excellent just with the dome going up in December there. So I think just the girls themselves and the local community who came out to watch was sort of thinking this is going to be a really big thing for, rugby in the whole of Edmonton and maybe even Alberta. We had Alberta teams there as well hosting their tryout. So, yeah, it was, I think, a little bit of a game changer for us.
Matt Parrish, head coach of the University of Alberta Panthers rugby team. And that new dome, for people that don't know, at Foote Field, it's basically now it's an indoor dome in the wintertime, and then they'll take it down in the summer. And rugby's got to be one of the sports, even football. You're going to be able to practice now virtually year-round if you like.
Absolutely. We're already training three times a week in there. That's going to be the big thing, to be able to, actually train full field and, on the turf rather than in gyms and the butter dome fields.
So that new dome, just how does it allow you to enhance the rugby skills more?
As I said, just you're always playing on a limited sort of size field generally. So it just gives you that game sense, you're training a bit more like you play. But the big thing would be the contact. Previously, when I've wanted to really do contact in the previous years, I've had to go into either the wrestling room or do it very limited. Now, because of the turf, we can go full out.
So that's just going to allow your players just to hone their skills more. And this tournament, is this going to be the start? Are you expecting to use that dome more? Do you think the U of A Panthers team, will this be an annual event? Will you possibly host a few other tournaments?
I hope so. We certainly had commitment from one of the funding partners, Rugby Canada and B210, to host this tournament as part of our new series for the next 3 years. So I would hope to do that. I think I certainly had lots of inquiries from the local rugby people saying, is there a chance for us to get in here? It is. I think it's that's why I said I think for the community as well, it'll be a great thing.
Now, moving forward for your club, and do you think the Dome will help you at all when it comes to recruiting?
Oh, without a doubt. I think there was lots of, I hope girls who were obviously playing in there for the first time this weekend who would, you know, start to picture themselves going, well, you know, if I came to U of A, it might be a chance for me to actually, you know, get to train in here and play in here and have this year-round facility, which is only going to make me better. So, as I said, I could probably tell you better in a couple of years' time, Jason, how, you know, how much this is going to help us in that recruiting part of it. But yeah, without a doubt, it's an impressive facility that, you know, we have that advantage over any of the other sort of schools in Alberta at the moment.
Now, Matt, obviously at the U of A, you're looking to recruit high school kids to come out and come to your program. So are you going to be teaming up at all with high schools and junior highs or other rugby clubs to have them practicing there as well? Because if that'll allow those kids at 13, 14, 15 to get better because they're going to be able to play rugby more frequently.
Yeah, well, I think we've made the first step to that, Jason. We created a new Junior Pandas program this year where we invited, opened up for some high school girls to come in, and they're running two 12-week programs, one in the fall, one in the winter. And so I think we, you know, that will help the girls go better then back to their schools and become better players. But yeah, I think once we've got this sort of first year out of the way, I think we'll look to sort of, as you say, partner and look to give opportunities for those guys, for the local schools to come in. And, you know, use that facility. Yeah, I think that's definitely the plan.
Well, Matt, sounds like a fantastic new endeavor, taking advantage of the new dome down at Foote Field. It's great for rugby and football and soccer, and more athletes can play sports year-round with, obviously, our weather. It limits some that are outdoor sports, so this is huge and, you know, likely is going to allow Pandas rugby to have even more success moving forward.
Great. That's exactly. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time. Yeah. Matt Parrish.